Hello, I am Xavier.
And I'm Tiffany.
This is our podcast about heritage languages. For me, it is Tagalog, although I don't speak it.
And for me, it's Cantonese, which I only speak conversationally.
So as an overview, for Tagalog, it is the main language of the Philippines. It has around 80 million total speakers, but different sources have vastly different numbers. So I based it more on the Filipino population, which is around 100 million.
For Cantonese, it is one of the major dialects spoken in China, prominently in like the southern provinces, such as Guangzhou and Hong Kong, and has about 85 million total speakers worldwide. We'll be covering each language's writing systems, the spoken language, and our own experiences growing up in a bilingual household in the rest of the podcast.
On to written systems. For Tagalog, it is called Babayan, also known as Alibata. It follows the VSO structure, verb, subject, object, but it can also be a subject, verb, object structure. So for example, in VSO, it could be, he is cold could be malamig siya, but in SVO, it would be siya ay malamig. And it's Tagalog is also a Austronesian language. But it has been romanized by colonizations. So for example, the Spanish first modified the Babayan, but then later introduced the Roman alphabet. Japan then took over for a bit, tried to introduce some kanji, but didn't really work. And then America took over from Japan, which further solidified the Roman alphabet. So there is some Chinese written influences around the Philippines due to some political ventures, but I've mostly seen it in like airports or official government buildings, but not much outside of that.
So I guess that writing must have been in the standard modern Chinese, which is the system that's used for all Chinese dialects like Cantonese, but these dialects can't be written the same way that they're spoken like Mandarin can. A specific Cantonese system does exist, but like Babayan, it is largely unused. It's very similar to standard, but it contains outdated traditional characters as well as newer characters and loanwords. And since Cantonese is largely about phrasing, a standard Chinese writing system can be used in a way that makes it obviously Cantonese. Written Cantonese is really only found in casual settings such as social media, personal chats, or comic books. And Cantonese follows an SVO structure, subject, verb, object, an example being I watch a movie, lol, tai hei. But this is often not followed in more casual speech, which we'll be discussing in the next section about spoken language.
So Tagalog isn't a tonal language, but it does have a stress/emphasis system, which differentiates like the ambiguous words that are spelled the same. So like, for example, labi, which means lips, and labi, which means corpse. And obviously they are both different meanings, but they are both spelled L-A-B-I, at least in the romanization form. And also in Tagalog, there are three main vowels, which are A, I slash E, and O slash U. It's a very phonetic language, which means that words are usually pronounced the way they are spelled, even when it was in Babayan.
In contrast, Cantonese is a tonal language, and it's notably has more tones than the standard four that you see in Mandarin. There's still a lot of discussion about exactly how many tones Cantonese has, such as by IPA or International Phonetic Alphabet standards, there are 6 tones, while by Chinese standard, there are 9 tones. Some even say that the Guangdong and Hong Kong variants have a different amount of tones. And one popular phrase that shows off some of these tone differences is that older brother is taller than that older brother, or go 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 go. It's usually very difficult for non-native speakers to attempt. So Zab, do you wanna try it?
Sure. Go, go, go. All right. Go, 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 go. I don't know. Yeah, it's really hard.
No, that's to be expected. That was a good try. It was good. So, well, some other phonetic differences, though, between Cantonese and Mandarin include that Cantonese has about double the unique syllables as Mandarin, and also fewer initial consonants in front of words, such as pu and te. This negatively affects mutual intelligibility with Mandarin, since these dialects are very different and the Cantonese is heavily defined by idioms and grammars that are not easily translatable. To that effect, new words are still being introduced to this day and are usually used colloquially in areas of Hong Kong, One being a recent measure word used to describe a pile of something goopy or a pet of something. Loan words are also very popular, especially, as I said, in Hong Kong because of the English influence there, such as bus being basi or strawberry being stolbele. Seeing that this language is still constantly changing and being added to reflect the ideas of current speakers.
So that was our general gist of our languages, and now we're going to actually have a conversation about our personal experiences with them.
So to preface, both me and Zev are first-gen Asian Americans who grew up in a bilingual household, but we've both had pretty different experiences with that.
Yeah, so like my mom is like from the Manila, Philippines, which is like the capital of the Philippines, and she speaks Tagalog, while my dad is from a Bisayan village, which is greatly, like, very much more smaller. Much more smaller?
Yeah, a lot smaller.
Yeah, it's like pretty remote. Smaller than Manila itself. So he speaks, like, Bisayan, Tagalog, and English, so he has three
That's
languages.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, so, like, what about you?
Yeah, both of my parents are from Guangzhou, so they speak that dialect, but obviously they had to learn English when they came here, but at home it's pretty much Cantonese. Not, they know Mandarin, but I never learned it. I pretty much can only speak Cantonese, and still that, it's only, like, conversational.
Yeah, I can't speak.
That's
so,
totally
like,
fine.
My pronunciations, like, at the beginning were just bad.
It's okay.
Pretty bad.
It's okay.
Pretty bad.
I'm not... I mean, if you drop me in the middle of Hong Kong, they'd probably call me out as a foreigner.
Yeah. So, like, for me, like, I was actually not, like, so, like, for you, you were taught, right?
Not really. Like, it wasn't, like, formally taught. It was, like, I would, like, they would watch TV, so I had to listen to it.
Oh, so you, like...
Yeah, they'd play me audiobooks as a kid, too, for, like, Journey to the West, which is, like, a popular, like, Chinese book or story. And also, like, on the radio and stuff like that. But no, they never, like, sat me down and be like, this is what this is.
Oh, like, I was the opposite. They never put anything up.
Really?
Like, they would just, like, put, like, the generic American kid shows. Like,
I guess they wanted you to focus on learning English, I guess?
Yeah, but, like, it's more, like, it did try to teach me at one point, like, when I was little. I also had, like, a babysitter at the same time trying to, like, who was Vietnamese, who was trying to teach me Vietnamese. So instead of, like, me actually learning Tagalog or Vietnamese, I learned neither. And also had a hard time actually understanding English.
So, okay.
Like, I was like, well, that's just that's how it is.
Failed trilingual.
Failed trilingual.
It's okay.
They would always call, whenever they talked with each other, they would, like, say... Oh, we're just having a grown-up conversation. So, like, I kind of associated Tagalog with being, like, Tagalog's, like, being, like, a grown-up conversation that I was not supposed to be just involved in. So I didn't feel like I should learn it.
I was also, like, the youngest. I'm the youngest out of, like, my entire family. Even, like, my cousins, or my older brother is, like, 6 years older than me. But, yeah, like, family dinner, it's, if I didn't know a word, they kind of just assumed that I would, I don't know, osmosis everything. But I didn't, so they'll be like, can you read this? Like, no, you never taught me. I'm just like, how can you not know that word? I'm like, I was never taught, I don't know, I'm sorry. And they'll have to ask them, it's like, what is, they'll say something, it'll be like a completely, like, normal phrase, something, I don't know what that means, what does that mean, mom? She'll be like, how can you not know this? So
yeah,
it's
like,
alienating.
Yeah, like, sometimes they would, like, say it some words, and I'm like, yo, what does this mean, like, what does beautiful mean? Like, I think it's like a ganda, or like pogi is like handsome. And I was like, ooh, I know how to speak it now. But no, I still can't form a single sentence.
That's all right.
Like, yeah, like, I can't form a single sentence in Tagalog, which it's kind of weird because even in Duolingo, I can actually make a language. I can make a sentence in German more than I can make a sentence in Tagalog.
We don't really use it every day, but I mean, you still listen to, like, music that has Tagalog in it.
Yeah.
I
understand it though.
It does work. Google Translate. But I mean, yeah, also I try to, like, find old audiobooks or, like, listen to music. But, like, other than that, since I've come to college, like, I don't really speak Cantonese anymore. It's all English. So that's kind of unfortunate, but try to stay connected a little bit.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, up until, like, some point, I was like, I actually questioned why Tagalog was written in, like, a Roman alphabet. Like this is, like, something other than what you were just talking about, but...
No, it's fine.
I actually just questioned, like, why is Tagalog, like... Like, because yours is more, like, your written language, obviously. I mean, you don't use it, but yeah. It's still kind of, like, Chinese-based, and mine is just, like, suddenly Roman, and not, like, some special characters. Like, the other Asian languages, I guess.
But mine's, like, really pretty, though. It's, like...
It looks so pretty, too.
It does.
It's too bad they lost it, but it still kind of has a resurgence, I guess.
More people are interested in it now.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just probably hard to, like, bring it back.
Yeah. I've also heard that, like, some people call it Filipino instead of Tagalog. Is that, like, the same thing, or...?
I didn't know there was a difference. I thought Filipino was Tagalog. Some people say that there was, like... Filipino is, like, the standardization of Tagalog, so it's, like, not simplified, but, like, it's more lenient. Apparently, according to a, like, our source, it's more, like, it's a standardized version of Tagalog. It's more lenient with the structures and rules, so to building a sentence. So, like, I guess that's where the interchangeability and where, like, we can say, it has, like, a VSO structure and also, like, a SVO structure at the same time, too.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So I guess, it looks like our time is running out. We're going to wrap this up here. So thank you for listening to our podcast about Tagalog and Cantonese.
Joygin.
Ingat.